Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Welcome to On Point Live. Boy, these weeks have been flowing by. I got to tell you, I'm Michael Horn, but the stars of our show, two Los Angeles Ram icons. This guy here, quarterback leading the Rams at the Super Bowl in 1979. How's that cannon doing? Was it left or right? I can't remember.
Oh, right-handed.
Right-handed, that's correct. Yeah, yeah, I'm just kidding you. We're talking about the great Vince Ferragamo. And then we got Hall of Famer, seven-time Pro Bowler, Super Bowl 79. He was there, too. Offensive Lineman of the Year, four-time NFC lineman. Jackie Slater, we like to call you maybe the coach because I've heard more people tell stories, Jackie, about you getting them involved in football. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Michael.
Now, we're at onpointlive.net. I've got new and exciting news for everybody this week. Not only are we on CRN Radio at crntalk.com, and you can hear the show Tuesdays at 4 p.m. and 8 p.m. Pacific time, and then Wednesday at 11 a.m., Saturday at 8 a.m., and Sunday at 6 a.m. You can find out at our website, onpointlive.net. But we're now on Sports Byline. So we've got a bunch of radio stations you can tune into, and that's Saturdays at 8 a.m. on Sports Byline. So tune that in. They can listen to you, look at this, like seven, eight times a week.
Wow.
Same
wow,
show until we get it right.
Yeah, right.
We'll get it right by the end of the week.
Much like myself, because I don't know if I told you guys, but after the show last week, right. I decided to change my pick. I picked the I picked Kansas City. I was talking to Guru Corey, and I said, Corey, you know, maybe I should switch, and I think he allowed me to. So,
well, I have a hangover from Super Bowl 59, that's for sure. You know what? I'd rather be lucky than good. Forget about it. I was a Chief follower, and I thought the Chiefs were going to win, but the Chiefs were neither lucky or good. So they were just bad.
Your regular segment on the show is rather be lucky than good?
Yes.
Yes.
So this is it?
This is it. They were bad.
Well,
that's all.
Let me just ask one question.
Oh, yeah, Jackie, who picked
Philadelphia. I just want to ask one question.
Go right ahead, Mr. Slater.
I believe that was about five of us making decisions, four of us at least picking.
Of course.
And I think Kansas City, along with you and Vince, is that correct?
Well, that's correct.
Yes.
No, I picked the favorite.
I felt sorry for Vince, so I said, okay.
Okay. I do remember you asking me to leave the room, by the way.
All right, we're going to talk about the Super Bowl. We got a great guest here. See, David Baker's here. We're going to talk about the Hall of Fame and a lot of other good things. This is our show, On Point Live. Check out our website, onpointlive.net. You can follow us on Instagram, on.point.live. Our sponsor is harmonycheese.com. I'm eating the cheese because I picked the wrong team, I'll tell you. And the cheese is delicious. You got big patches of cheese, Jack.
Yes, I do.
You picked the winner. All right, so settle back. Stay with us. Don't forget to email us, onpoint@crntalk.com. onpointatcrntalk.com. And now for Harmony Cheese, here are Vince Ferragamo and Jackie Slater.
Indulge in the exquisite flavors of Harmony Cheese, crafted with passion and precision in Athens, Wisconsin.
Our signature golden age cheeses are a symphony of taste, from the tangy sweetness of cranberry and orange Abergele to the rich, buttery smoothness of our aged Gloucester.
Elevate your charcuterie board with our show-stopping Merlot cheddar, or savor the unique combination of flavors in our portabella and chive abergele.
Harmony Cheese, rooted in Wisconsin tradition, crafted for discerning palates. Visit our cheese shop in Athens or shop online at harmonycheese.com.
Don't forget to visit our cheese shop in Athens or shop online at harmonycheese.com.
That's harmonycheese.com. Football is one in the trenches. And if you want to dominate the line of scrimmage, you need more than just size. You need skill, technique, and a mindset of greatness. At Slater Enterprises, Hall of Fame offensive lineman Jackie Slater, 20-year veteran of the Los Angeles Rams, will help you develop the footwork, strength, and intelligence to control the game. Jackie has trained some of today's top NFL linemen, helping them maximize their potential and build long, successful careers. Every great offensive lineman starts with technique. Let's fix the technical issues, build your confidence, and make you unstoppable. If you're serious about improving your game and taking your skills to the next level, contact Jackie Slater today at jackies7644@aol.com. Start your journey to excellence. Go to jackies7644@aol.com. Slater Enterprises, where champions are built. Touchdown! Vince Ferragamo is inviting you to experience the taste of victory, not on the field, but in your glass. From NFL quarterback to winemaker, Vince Ferragamo has brought the same passion and dedication that lit up stadiums to crafting world-class wines. At Vince Ferragamo Vineyards, you'll find award-winning Italian varietals, including the luxurious Super Tuscan Blend Caressa J, Bold Primitivo, Elegant Pinot Nero, and Rich Sangiovese. All gold medal and 90-plus point winners. Perfectly paired with food, cheese, or enjoyed on their own, these wines bring a touch of Italy to your table. Why wait? Make tonight a celebration. Visit VinceFerragamoVineyards.com now and experience the magic of fine wines crafted by a true legend. That's VinceFerragamoVineyards.com. Vince Ferragamo Vineyards, where fine wine meets greatness. Welcome back to On Point Live. I'm your host, Michael Horn, with the stars of our show, Vince Ferragamo, Jackie Slater, the Los Angeles Rams. And gentlemen, we brought some greatness into the studio with us today. We've got C. David Baker. Nobody knew what the C stood for. I thought champion, chairman, commissioner. Yeah, that's one of them. This guy, C. David Baker, Carl David Baker, has left his really a mark not only on and off the field, president and CEO of the Pro Football Hall of Fame, commissioner of the Arena Football League, mayor and councilman of Irvine, California. The list goes on and on and on, and very much connected with Vince Ferragamo and Jackie Slater. Am I right, Jackie?
Absolutely. Dave and I go way back. He was the basketball coach when our boys about the same age were playing Little League basketball, and I often wonder when I looked at Dave, because Dave, you're about what, 6'8" or 9"?
Yeah, I used to be.
He used to be.
I think I'm down to 5'8" now.
Wait a second.
Hey, but before you ask him about your prior, relationship with him with the kids, you got to ask him about the football.
Yeah, game. That's what I was just about to get to that.
I got to get his impressions.
Because he's been watching a lot of football over the last several years. Dave, I wanted to know, what did you think about the Super Bowl here this past weekend?
You know what? It's interesting because I've been to about 34 of them, and I haven't watched that many on TV. So it was kind of unique to watch it on TV. Obviously, it wasn't that good a game. Wasn't overly impressed by the halftime, and I didn't think the commercials were very good. But other than that, I thought it was great.
Dave, you looked at everything. You looked at everything, the commercials, the play on the field.
I do, because it was fun to get to know the business of the NFL and certainly the 105-year history of the NFL. I thought Fox did a wonderful job on some of their pregame broadcast. The one with Jimmy Johnson with AI talking about his life.
I saw that. That was cool.
The one with Brad Pitt talking about the huddle and bringing America together. Even the thing with Lady Gaga and Michael Strahan and Gail Benson there in the French Quarter. I thought there was some wonderful stuff. And as you guys know, you go to those events, for those of us who work in the business, you spend a week kind of eating on your feet because it's only cocktail parties. And then finally you get around and you go, hey, by the way, we're going to play some football as well.
Right.
But I thought the football, I'm a huge Patrick Mahomes fan and Andy Reid fan. And
there you go.
That's why we took
it. That's right. That's exactly. Did you pick him?
Dave? I didn't pick anybody.
He was a huge fan.
I thought the Eagles would win, but I don't want to pick anybody. I think Clark Hunt is a great owner. just like I think Jeffrey is. I think Nick Sirianni is a serious coach. I mean, he's now been to 2 in 4 years. He won his first one here. But I thought that offensive line was spectacular, even though the Kansas City sold out to stop the run, but they protected Hurts long enough for him to do what they did. I thought it was great coaching, great stuff, and, again, more history.
You know, Dave, one of the things that just popped into my mind, you know, you're about 6'8", 6'9", somewhere along in there. You know, nowadays, these offensive tackles, like the two playing with Philadelphia, are about your height. And I'm wondering, why was it? Because when I look at you and I looked at Sammy, I'm thinking, this is offense. This guy right here, all his kids are going to be offensive linemen. Dave, what I'm wondering is how it happened. How did it happen that you were never enticed to play football?
A couple things. I would say nowadays, all those 6'8", 6'9 guys are quarterbacks too, by the way.
That's right.
I always thought Ben Roethlisberger, if you put some weightlifting on him, could have been a lineman. But, Jackie, I think when my mom and dad couldn't read or write, my dad came from Mississippi and my mom came from Arkansas, and sports was kind of my way out. I grew up in a 900-square-foot house, and they were hardworking, loving people, but they weren't very sophisticated. And when you played football, there wasn't flag football there. Everything was weight-restricted. So when I was 10 years old, they were going to put me with 15-year-old kids, and that didn't work.
Right.
And so by the time I got around to basketball, I went to high school, and I went to a 3-year high school, and I was a pretty good basketball player. And it got me to college for free because of the scholarship. It got me around the world with Athletes in Action. It got me a postgraduate scholarship to law school that paid for about 60% of it. So sports has changed my life, but I've always loved football. And in this next generation, we kind of got it fixed with both Ben and Sam being offensive linemen.
Right. We got that part right. Got that part right.
Sam, anyway, that's because of you, Jackie.
I have to agree with both of you guys. You know, Jackie always says, and I'm sure you would agree too, Dave, that, you know, football is a big man's game. So, I mean, you know, that average height and weight of that offensive line for Philadelphia was 6'6", right, Jackie?
Right.
338 pounds. So that's the average height and weight. So that's a big offensive line.
That's a huge offensive line.
I have to go back and ask Dave, though, on your time as a CEO of the Pro Football Hall of Fame, Dave, are there any accomplishments that stick out in your mind while you were there? I know you helped create the Hall of Fame Village there. It was a great center for everyone to come, and it's a great destination. Are there any other big accomplishments you think, looking back at your career?
You know, Vince, I don't mean to brag, and please don't take it that way, because really I felt humbled to serve men like Jackie as Hall of Famers and men like you who built this wonderful league. But I had a great time. We built a $188 million stadium there for the enshrinement and for games that I think is the best small venue stadium in the world, to be quite honest with you. We built Centennial Plaza so that, you know, for the 100th anniversary of the NFL in downtown Canton, we had the ability to bring in, every player who ever played a down in the NFL, his name is listed there. My son's name is listed there. Jackie's son, Matthew, is listed there. Vince, your name is listed there. We brought in the Black College Football Hall of Fame so it would have a home. And that is very special to me because these are incredible guys with incredible lessons. And you don't have to, you know, they're all from historical Black colleges. They played a different brand of ball, and they weren't supported quite like other guys were, respectfully, from Nebraska or from USC. But boy, they have such knowledge and wisdom to share. And it's not just sharing for young Black players. It's sharing for everybody, for old white guys like me. There were just so many great lessons. I think, we did do some work on getting other guys recognition. So Jackie has a bronze bust there, to be sure, to go along with his gold jacket and his ring. But Vince, you and every guy who played a game in the league have some archive there. And you can go by and your archive is kept and you can add to it. I thought one of the coolest things we did was, frankly, just the values of the hall. To honor the heroes of the game, to promote the values of the game, to guard its history and to celebrate excellence everywhere. And, you know, we had the opportunity to take 20 Hall of Famers twice to Israel. And Benjamin Netanyahu spent 90 minutes with Moshe Dayan. We took 10 Hall of Famers and their wives in a private audience with the Pope. And the Pope didn't know the difference between Jerry Jones and Jerry Rice. But he did know that, hey, sports brings people together. And those gold jackets mean something helpful. So I could go on and on. It was a wonderful experience. And I would say for me, if it was just about worshiping the heroes of football, I don't think it would have meant a lot to me. But I'll tell you, just like I had in my prior life before I went there, I got to know Jackie Slater as a man. And as impressive as he is as a 20-year NFL veteran and Hall of Famer, Jackie, and frankly, you, Vince, as well, if fans get to know you, you're much more impressive than a man than you are by this incredible image.
Thank you, guys, for those kindly words.
Now we know why he was the commissioner.
I personally think maybe I'm a little biased, but you know, we certainly miss Dave as the CEO of the Hall of Fame and his values and what you've meant for this great organization and this game of football.
So can I ask a question? You guys have monopolized it. Dave, if I could, how am I as an announcer? What do you think?
You know, Mike, I'll tell you, I think you are destined, without a doubt, for the Hall of Very, Very Good.
Thank you very much. Thank you. All right, we got to take a break there. Check us out at our website, onpointlive.net, our YouTube channel. Subscribe to On Point Live with Vince and Jackie. And don't forget, we're giving away Harmony Cheese. We'll tell you more about Harmony Cheese when we come back. Go to harmonycheese.com. Email us your name and address to onpoint@crntalk.com. onpoint@crntalk.com. We'll be back.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the Pharmacy Shop.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way, way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
1738.
Welcome back to On Point Live. I'm your host, Michael Horn, along with Hall of Famer Jackie Slater, the legendary Vince Ferragamo, both the Los Angeles Rams. Our guest today, we're honored to have Carl David Baker. He's former president and CEO of the Pro Football League, commissioner of the Arena Football League, mayor and councilman of Irvine, California. You know, Dave, you've impressed us all in many ways. You still live in Irvine, California, do you?
You know, I live just around the corner from it, kind of here in North Tustin.
Yeah, because you mentioned
went to Tustin High School, but yeah.
You mentioned earlier that Cox did a good job. Cox is a cable company. How'd you know that Cox is the cable company? Obviously, it is in your area, but also in New Orleans there where the Super Bowl was.
You know, Mike,
you're amazing.
One of the things you do in the business of football is you get to know your partners, and they're a great partner.
And you're the mayor and councilman of Irvine, or you were from 1984 to 1988. Yeah. I'm sure you work with the cable companies. We're talking a little bit about your journey as the president and CEO of the Pro Football Hall of Fame. You held that from 2014 to 2021, and that's outstanding. People always questioning how somebody, this guy gets in, somebody didn't make it in, Eli Manning didn't make it in. You're no longer there now, but what qualities or traits do you believe, after being there in the Hall of Fame, define a Hall of Famer?
Well, I'll tell you, I was privileged to oversee the process. I didn't have a vote, but you know, I oversaw the process, and it is a long, exhaustive process. I think the best of all the Hall of Fames. You have seniors who are in a category after being eligible 25 years as a present day. So you're trying to find those guys who slipped through. You've got present day players, and you start with 100 of those, and you get it all the way down to 15. And then you have contributors and coaches, which are second categories, which are done by committee. So you go into the room, if you will, right before the Super Bowl with 18 guys. And of that, 18, you can pick from 4 to 8. This year's class was only 4 to show how hard it is. Wow. And not only do you have to be selected, but then you have to get 80% of the approval of the 49 selectors. You guys like Sal Palantonio or Peter King, guys who really know their business in football. So it is not easy. It is very, very hard. And everybody thinks everybody should be in, but you know, as I referenced earlier, it's not the Hall of Really, Really Good. It's the Hall of Fame. Mm-hmm. And if you make it, you can bet your bottom dollar that you deserve to be there.
That's great.
Yeah. You know, Dave, I agree with you. But I want to jump to something that I thought was fascinating. I had been in the Hall of Fame a few years before you became the executive director of the Hall. And I remember some of the meetings that we would have. Informing us about the Hall and different things associated with us as Hall of Famers. And I remember getting through those thinking that we've got to get through this before we can go and do this, that, or the other. And I remember when you came on board, Dave, how captivating you were with so much vision about where you wanted to take that organization. And you did. You did a fantastic job of it. One of the things that I thought you did that I thought was so personal, and it was so influential within the body of the Hall of Famers, and also with, I think, a lot of the young people who aspire to be Hall of Famers, who were going to be on a ballot over that next few years, and that was you actually went and knocked on the doors of the people who were selected to be in the Pro Football Hall of Fame. And I thought that, you know, if you're going to have someone contact me about being in the Hall of Fame, when I see this big fellow walking up to the door, I mean, I can just imagine how these guys were feeling seeing you walk up to the door, knowing that was the only reason why you were at their house. Tell me, how did that concept come up? And it just amazed me that we won't be seeing you do that anymore.
Well, thank you, Jackie. You know, it was real special. And my first year was 2014, and we decided to do things differently because I don't know how you found out, Jackie, but a lot of guys previously, they'd get a call or you know, Jack Youngblood got a telegram, for goodness sakes. But what we decided to do was bring the 18 guys who were finalists to the Super Bowl, which that year was in New York, and we would bring them together. And then whoever was selected, we would go get them, and we'd take them over to the honor show and reveal them to the nation live, right in the middle of the show. So we got done, and we're in New York, and you know what New York traffic is. So I called Michael Strahan first because he lives there. We got to get across town to Radio City Music Hall. My second one was Derek Brooks, and Derek Brooks was involved in the Arena Football League, so he was a buddy. I just wanted to call my buddy and said, hey, you're in the Hall of Fame. The third one was punter Ray Guy, who had been eligible for 29 years and never been selected.
Wow.
And he almost didn't answer because I think, as you guys know, my cell phone is area code 714 and not 330 like Canton, but he did. And he's got that slow Southern Mississippi drawl. And I said, this is Dave Baker. I'm the new president of the Hall of Fame. And he said, yes, sir. And I said, Ray, it is my great pleasure. And boom, I can hear him fall to the floor. I can hear his phone rattling around. His wife, Sandy, is going, honey, baby, sweetheart, are you okay? And this is like 2 minutes. And you guys are on live timed entertainment now. 2 minutes is a long time when you're trying to get somebody to live TV. And finally, after all of that, he got up and he said, well, he says, hey, I'm sorry. I don't think I really understood until this moment how much this meant to me.
Wow.
And we knew then we had to share with the fans what your journey is about, because they most fans think that it's because you guys are bigger, stronger, quicker, faster. And I will tell you that the guys playing against you are big, strong, quick, and fast, too.
Absolutely.
You had to figure out a way to get around problems. You had to figure out a way to persevere. You had to figure out a way to get around 1,000 people that told you you weren't going to make it. And what I loved about it was that at that moment when we started catching guys on camera, Kevin Mawai, cried, couldn't stop crying. Morten Andersen, came here as a 10th grade exchange student from Denmark, went back 40 years later, and we took his bronze bust and gave him his gold jacket and his ring there.
Wow.
But he went back at that time as the leading scorer in the NFL. And every person has a story. And at that moment, mm-hmm. respectfully, the game, it is a business, and that business is making a lot of money these days for guys.
That's amazing.
But at that moment, when I'm knocking on the door and I'm telling these guys three things, essentially, that they're going to Canton, to thank you them for everything that they've done and everything they will do for the game, and that will guard their legacy forever. At that moment, they're not thinking about their money. They're not thinking about their records. I'll guarantee you they're thinking about their mom that drove them to practice, or their dad that wouldn't let them quit, or a coach that inspired them to more, or teammates that helped them get there. And what I always loved being around guys, and I got to know them as men, not just as football heroes. I had conversations with Jim Brown that I would crawl to the other side of the earth to have with another good man. But, these guys were men who made history, I can tell you what's so hard about retiring from the NFL isn't the money that you're not making anymore. It's the guys in the locker room that you're not getting to see anymore.
I can see that.
There's such a brotherhood, and it's so special. And if we can just teach that to the rest of the world, it's going to be a much better place.
Dave, I think absolutely. They see it every week with these two right here, with Vince and Jackie, Vince Ferragamo and Jackie Slater. And we're talking to Dave Baker, if you're joining us here in the middle of the show, the man who left his mark, you can say that, on the he was the president and CEO of the Pro Football Hall of Fame from 2014 to 2021. Vince?
Well, that was so exciting to see the anticipation and that surprise, that knock on the door. For us viewers at home, to see the reaction of the Hall of Famer and the expression, the emotions that they had, Dave. And I think as Hall of Famers, you're sitting home waiting to see if you're listening for the knock at the door. And how many times did that go around? I mean, it's like, is Dave knocking at the door? Who's that knocking
at the door?
For a while, I felt like Ed McMahon with the Publisher's Clearinghouse, if you remember what that was about. But Jerry Jones had all his family and his grandkids in the room just in case I knocked. And he wasn't sure how they'd feel about him as an owner. But I'll tell you, I don't know what Jerry's got, $8 or $10 billion, but this was something that money couldn't buy. Eddie DeBartolo, who you both know pretty well, but I think for Eddie, this kind of affirmed and redeemed his life. Jerry Kramer waited 45 years for that knock on the door. And everybody asked me, what's my favorite one? And they're, each one is a favorite. Now, you know, when I knocked on Brett Favre's door or Peyton Manning's door, they took 10 seconds to select. Everybody knew they were going to be a first round ballot Hall of Famer.
Dave, did you have a favorite Hall of Fame speech at the induction ceremony?
Oh, I think there's a couple of them. I thought LaDainian Tomlinson was spectacular about Team America.
Jack, you were there.
I think Peyton Manning was one of the first guys, because we were doing a whole bunch of guys that time, Jackie, if you remember.
Yes.
That was the 100th anniversary year, and we did 20 for 2020. But Peyton did a great one. But, you know, Jackie's listened to all of them. He may have others. But, again, I think every guy tells a story. And what I love about it is, you know, when you talk about a guy like Morton Anderson who got cut and was 16 points away from having the NFL record, but he stayed at home and he practiced for 2.5 years before he got picked up again. You know, there's a lot of people at home on the couch waiting for their call.
You got it.
There's so many wonderful stories.
Dave, hang on here with us. Dave Baker is with us, former president and CEO of the Pro Football Hall of Fame, commissioner of the Arena Football League, mayor and councilman of Irvine, California. Boy, check us out here. Tell everybody about our show here. Go to our website, onpointlive.net. Watch us on the YouTube channel. Subscribe there, On Point Live with Vince and Jackie. And pick up some harmonycheese.com. It is delicious. It's great. Super Bowl is over. Other holidays are coming up. We got so many things to celebrate, maybe just a weekend together. So go to that website, harmonycheese.com. Enjoy a great cheese pack. And Vince is putting in some of his wine from Ferragamo Vineyards. You can win it by sending us your name and address to onpoint@crntalk.com, onpoint@crntalk.com.
IBM will become the official global partner of UFC, the world's premier mixed martial arts organization. Together, IBM and UFC are pioneering a product to revolutionize analytics and information in live sports. This includes unique insights and advanced analysis of live bouts, fighter tendencies, projections of possible outcomes, and method of victory, all of which will be engineered to update in real-time on-screen data. This partnership marks a pivotal win, not only for UFC and IBM, but also for fans around the world who will experience the sport in a whole new way. Sponsored by IBM.
Feeling the pressure to find Valentine's Day gifts they'll love? Then you gotta go to Kohl's. They have something for every Valentine. Go fun and unexpected with a Lego set. Go luxe with a Sephora fragrance. Go classic with a diamond necklace and more. Then get 15% off some of your gifts, or you can save with a Kohl's card. However you plan to celebrate, Kohl's has you covered with lots to love. Select styles. Coupons do not apply to Lego. Coupons and Kohl's cash do not apply to Sephora. Offers end February 17th. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
All aboard!
There's a new way to travel, and it's one of the oldest forms of transportation. Travel by train. Yes, consider traveling around the United States on Amtrak. Traveling by train is a lot less of a headache than taking a plane, and you'd be surprised how many places you can go on an Amtrak, and there's no passports or IDs needed. Find out how to get where you're going as soon as tomorrow by train. Call the Amtrak Travel Hotline right now. We'll book your trip and email your tickets within minutes. Skip the drive to the airport and skip the lines. Call right now to book your Amtrak reservations. We service most of the United States.
All aboard!
Do something new. Travel by Amtrak today.
800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. That's 800-262-3903.
The Columbia Interchange System was revolutionary when it was designed over 40 years ago, and it's still breaking ground to this day, featuring 3-in-1 jackets that adapt to fluctuating weather patterns to keep you warm, dry, and protected no matter what. Whatever the weather, Interchange is there. Shop Interchange jackets and more at Columbia.com.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
We're back with On Point Live. I'm your host, Michael Horn. The stars of our show, Jackie Slater, Vince Ferragamo from the Los Angeles Rams, and a great guest today, David Baker, is with us, a former president and CEO of the Pro Football Hall of Fame, commissioner of arena football from 96 to 2008, mayor and councilman of Irvine, California. Dave, you've had such a great career, and we're hearing these great stories about the Hall of Fame. How did you get to that position, if you can, quickly for us, in the essence of time? But you were a mayor and councilman. Did you want to go into politics first? You did that in 1984 through 88, and then all of a sudden you go into the Arena Football League, and then to the president and CEO. What was that ride like for you?
You know, it was a lot of fun. It was a little expensive when I was when I bought an arena football team, I'll tell you. But I kind of got drafted into being the commissioner. I went in to see Paul Tagliabue. He then turns to the guy next to him and says, hey, I want you to meet once a month with my sidekick here, my right-hand guy. And that guy was Roger Goodell. And we had pretty much religiously once a month for 10 years before he became commissioner. And I was doing it with this emerging league. He was about to get ready for it. And we developed a strong friendship. Jerry Jones was one of my owners in the Arena Football League.
Wow.
And when they thought there was an opportunity to maybe take the hall to another level, both of them came and asked if I would look at doing that and living in Canton. And it was a wonderful experience. I love the game. I love the guys who built this game, not just as football heroes, but as really exceptional men of character and courage and compassion. I feel that they have changed the world. So it was a lot of fun to do that. And
you've
it was
changed
my great
the world.
Privilege to serve.
You know, Dave, you've changed. Dave Baker,
there's,
you have.
There's no
Jackie.
Doubt, of, there's no doubt about that. And Dave, I want to say this, and I want to ask you this question and make a statement at the same time about what I witnessed with my own two eyes. I have been in the hall, you know, several years before you came. And one of the things that I remember about going to the Hall of Fame annually was listening to a lot of people give a lot of boring speeches, and some of it was centered around these new players coming in, but most of it was just a lot of talk, not really a lot of vision about what they saw possibly happening with the Hall of Fame. I remember being in attendance for your first meeting. When you met with all of us Hall of Famers, and not one person left the room the entire time that you were talking. And the things that you shared with us was inviting all of us to come along with you as you grow the business of being Hall of Famers and the responsibility of being Hall of Famers. I will never forget that first meeting with you, and I just what I'd like to know is what spurred you, what made you feel that there was so much more that we could be getting done, things that we never even thought about, Dave. What was the inspiration for all of that growth that took place under you? Where did it come from,
Jackie? It was from men like you, guys like Vince. What you have done, coming from a historical black college. Playing with other players who are white. I believe the game, just in that area of race, and this is just one of lots of areas, but, there were 1.7 million casualties during the Civil War. None of that may have meant as big a deal. And you know that my son, Sam, who you cared for and coached and encouraged, is married to a beautiful young African-American lady. I got two interracial grandsons that I just go nuts for. And my dad, by the way, was from Mississippi. Okay. So how does that happen? It happens because of football. It happens because he got in a huddle, and in that huddle, the great line that Bill Curry had was about the 10 men he met in the huddle. And it wasn't about their color or their faith or their ethnicity. It was about that they were committed together. And in my life, I'm fortunate. I got a legal degree. I got a great college degree. As an English literature major, but I'll tell you, so much of my life was shaped by coaches who teach you how to get up when you get knocked down or keep going when you don't think you can go any longer. And again, I see you guys doing that stuff today. You know, Vince, with your flag football league here in Orange, you're teaching that to families that are coming together. And some of those families are Asian and black and Hispanic and white and but bam, when you come together, this is America. And so I believe that the values and virtues that are learned from this great game, and I can point at great length through the 105-year history of the NFL and tell you how when Jack Kemp came together and moved the All-Star game from Louisiana to Houston because they weren't going to let black players stay in the same hotel, there are countless repetitive deals of men of courage speaking up for each other. And I think there is more to learn from sports. Frankly, you know, you can learn how to process information at a great school, but you can learn how to live life from a great coach.
Well, you're right, Dave. I think those acts have definitely improved the game and makes it what it is today. But, you know, as you had mentioned earlier about flag football and youth sports, today now you have new aspirations. And we talked recently about youth sports and in particular flag football. Jackie Slater is the commissioner of our league in Orange County, and I know you're expanding your outreach there to help kids because teaching at an early age means so much and get kids to enjoy the game, and that's going to propagate the game for future years. So I know you're very interested in helping kids and the youth. Tell us a little bit of some of your aspirations now moving forward in your retirement. You want to stay active in sports.
Yeah, Vince, I don't play golf or anything like that. And so if I'm going to do something, I want it to be something that helps kids and families. And so we've started a group that will launch, we think, at the end of March here, that is you call World Youth Sports, that will bring the highest level of professional sports management to both the youth sports experience and to the youth sports business to create what we think can be a dominant brand. And again, take some of these lessons. You know, our mission is to bring the children of the world together to make a difference beyond any imagination. So this isn't just in the United States. This is children everywhere. And Jackie was kind enough to come at our house when we had the president of the American Football League in Israel and one of his captains of his flag football team that hopes to compete in LA in the Olympics. You know, but he was saying that, hey, for every terrorist that they kill in Gaza, and this guy had just come from there, he said they create 20 more. But in their football league, they've got three Palestinian linemen blocking for a Jewish quarterback. Mm. And they're making brothers. Mm. And so I've seen that happen in race. I think that it's happened in Title IX for women. This is a wonderful, wonderful thing. And we want to do this. You know, the three of us are here in California, where we've spent $25 billion on homelessness in the last 3 years. And during that time, homelessness has almost tripled.
Yeah.
And I was talking to my son one day, and he said, you know, Dad, he says, I think the only way we can really do something about homelessness or poverty or racism or anti-Semitism or any of the other ills of our society is to get to kids before they get there and get them on a team and fill them up with hope, health, happiness, and love.
You know, Dave,
and
sports.
That's what we want to do.
Sports is that great unifier. And working with these two guys and now talking to you today, you guys give back. And, you know, when you talk about Vince Ferragamo, you talk about Jackie Slater, we got to close with the story because your son, Sammy, you wanted him to play basketball. You, Dave Baker, former president of the CEO of the Pro Football Hall of Fame, played basketball. But I guess there was a chance meeting between Sammy and Jackie. And what happened when you were going to a sporting goods store?
Well, it wasn't a chance meeting. I was coaching a group of third and fourth grade basketball players that had Matthew Slater on it, you know, perennial all-pro in the NFL.
Coach.
And my son, Sam.
Yeah.
And, you know, sometime we'll have to come back because Jackie talked about my son being an lineman. I want to know how Jackie's son got to be so damn fast. Okay, that's the real mystery. Yes. But Matthew, just a tremendous kid, and I love him to death to this day. But my son gets back in the car after basketball practice, and he said,
"Coach,
hey Dad, can we go get a football today?"
Wait. You're the basketball coach, and he asked for a football.
Can you throw it, Dave? Can you throw it?
No. I said, son, why do you want a football? And he says, well, Mr. Slater said that I look like a tackle, and I could be an NFL tackle. I kid you not. Okay.
And he became one. And he became a great tackle.
Well, I said, son, I said, we can go get you one. Absolutely. I said, but you need to know that Mr. Slater played 20 years in the NFL, and I don't think he touched a football once. But he did. And by the way, Jackie helped him and my other son. Jackie's been Vince is a friend, but Jackie's been a dear friend of our family that has shaped the lives of some of the people I love. So I'm grateful for that. But I will also tell you that my son, he was a four-time All-American at USC, counting his redshirt freshman year. He was a first-rounder by the Falcons in 2008. And all of that came from Jackie Slater identifying him when he was 8 years old.
Good role model, Jackie. Attaboy.
Jackie, you're the man.
Count us in, Dave, for any of your youth programs, okay?
Now, shall we?
Hey, guys, thanks for the privilege of being
Dave,
with
hold
you.
On a second. Jackie and Vince, you guys are big fans of Harmony Cheese. My gosh, Jackie, you've turned your refrigerator into a store display with Harmony Cheese.
Do you think you
can,
deli.
Can we send a package of cheese to our buddy here, Dave Baker? What do you think?
And a bottle of wine.
Vince's wine. Yes. You got the Ferragamo Vince.
We got to get your new address, Dave.
My wife loves Vince Wine. Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah,
well, thank you,
Super
guys.
Super Tuscan, Ferragamo.
And then come and knock on our door just to give us a thrill, would you please?
Guys, I will be happy that. And I want to thank you. You guys made this really easy. I want to thank you for all you've done for the game. And when, Jackie, you were talking about my height, I really want to thank you for not talking about my weight.
It would have been a perfect offensive tackle with the Philadelphia Eagles, Dave.
You're good, Dave. Heal up, buddy.
Dave Baker, everybody. Guy left his mark on the sport. He's a former basketball player, played in Switzerland, doctorate degree from Pepperdine University School of Law, commissioner of the Arena Football League. He owned a team, mayor and city councilman of Irvine, and president and CEO of the Pro Football Hall of Fame right up until 2021. What a guy here. I'll tell you, that's pretty good stuff.
He's a great guy.
He's great. He was great to have on. But you know what? We didn't get a chance to talk too much about Super Bowl, did we?
Well, we may have to next week, but that's okay because I don't know if our picks actually were computed by guru, Corey.
I had my suspicions.
What's your suspicions?
My suspicions were that we weren't going to spend much time on the Super Bowl simply because everybody here picked Kansas City except for me.
Everybody knew Philadelphia was going to win.
Jalen Hurts was awesome, man. I'm telling you.
Oh, he was.
MVP of this game. I mean, great coaching staff. Why didn't they go seven-man line?
Don't forget about
Lane
Johnson.
With the Kansas City Chiefs. I mean, seven-man line. Let's
Nobody
go protect
the quarterback.
Nobody is playing
seven-man line. They just got to figure out how to deal with the guys up front. That's what the problem was.
Come
they didn't
on,
know how to
man.
Deal with Lane Johnson.
Block. Let's go.
6'6", 338 pounds on an average per man. And you think they're going to
stop Saquon Barkley cold.
Well, that was a part of the plan.
They couldn't stop Jalen Hurts, though.
They didn't stop Jalen Hurts.
And there, ladies and gentlemen, is our analysis. These two shouting at each other right before the show started and now continuing into it. They will calm down and next week some key
six
factors
sacks,
that'll go into the thing.
Six
what?
Sacks, only
you
3 yards rushing in the first half, 23 yards, 20 yards rushing.
They got to,
I mean, total yards?
They didn't
come
get
on.
To Jalen Hurts six times.
I mean, Jack, you couldn't step in the pocket, step up
Patrick.
And throw without anybody
they
around. They look out for a place to run.
They
got to Patrick Mahomes six
but they didn't
Patrick
think about their defense.
Have you ever seen Patrick Mahomes panic? He panicked.
He didn't panic.
We've never seen more panic in a quarterback on
our website, onpointlive.net. You can check that out. YouTube channel, subscribe to OnPoint Live with Vince and Jackie. Instagram on.point.live. And don't forget our sponsor, HarmonyCheese.com. Enter to win a Harmony Cheese pack and some Vince Ferragamo wine. Send us, email us your name and address to onpoint@crntalk.com. onpoint@crntalk.com. They'll continue here during the break. We'll be back with a wrap-up. Stay with us at On Point Live.
Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Welcome back to On Point Live. Michael Horn, Vince Ferragamo, Jackie Slater. Just found out we're on Rumble also right now. You can watch the show on Rumble anytime you want. Let's go over, guys. Better lucky than good. What in the world? Let's see some picks here. AP's most valuable player, Josh Allen, Buffalo Bills.
Well, better lucky than good. Okay, there's nothing. No one was lucky and nobody was good for the Chiefs. Okay, forget that.
So
MVP, that's your what in the world, right?
Absolutely. What in the world? What in the world?
What in the world?
How do you look at Josh Allen's numbers and Lamar Jackson? I love his speech. He's a sweetheart of a guy.
Yeah, no.
But Lamar Jackson had 900 yards rushing. He threw 40 touchdowns.
And how many interceptions?
Only four interceptions. There is no way that you can justify to me why this guy, unless they want to limit the number of MVPs that they give to any individual.
Well, they should have asked us who we would have voted for. We both would have voted for Lamar Jackson.
I love Josh Allen.
Yeah, no, he did have a great year, but not better than Lamar.
Limit the number of MVPs. Good one, Jack.
That's a good one. Limit it. They got to limit it.
Defensive player of the year, Patrick Surtain of the Denver Broncos got some guy in there.
That was a back. A little bit curious, a defensive back guy instead of Miles Garrett.
And there was a lot of chit-chat going on between Miles Garrett and T.J. Watt during the season. Even J.J. got involved in it.
He said he was the best anyway.
Yeah. Offensive player of the year, Saquon Barkley, Philadelphia.
I like that one. Figure that one.
Okay.
Offensive rookie of the year, Jaden Daniels.
Hands down.
Bo Nix a close second.
Okay, defensive rookie of the year, you got Jared Verse from the Rams.
Well-deserving.
Even though he talked bad to the Philly fans. Joe Burrow. Cincinnati Bengals comeback player of the year, quarterback there.
I was a little torn there. I thought Joe did well, but Sam Darnold,
one of the best quarterbacks.
He came back from the abyss.
Sam Darnold did.
Coach of the year, is it Andy Reid? As I was saying, his best coach.
Well, you know, I thought Sean Payton had a great year because he had a rookie quarterback. So I would have.
It was Kevin O'Donnell, though. Minnesota Vikings.
Kevin O'Donnell.
Assistant coach of the year, Ben Johnson, Detroit Lions. Isn't he gone already now?
He's a Chicago Bears coach. Along with all those other
and everybody left and right. Yeah. We'll have that on the show next week. Oh, boy. All right, got to remind you, we are giving away some Harmony cheese to all of you out there if you enter our contest. But go to the website, get some cheese, harmonycheese.com, and you can also send us your name and address in an email to onpoint@crntalk.com.
Do we have a winner this week?
I think so. We'll announce it next week on the show. I think we're two behind. Check us out. Subscribe to our website, onpointlive.net, our YouTube channel, On Point Live with Vince and Jackie. Check us out at crntalk.com. All the show times are posted up there for you. Final thoughts from you guys?
Oh, man. Great football season.
See you next week, huh?
Yeah, great disappointing football Super Bowl game, but it'll be a better one next year.
We'll see you next time on On Point Live.